My name's Reverend Andy Breyer. Guess how much I love you is the tale of the nut-brown hares competing to measure their love for one another. And big nut-brown hare's heartwarming declaration to little nut-brown hare, I love you right up to the moon and back. Help this story become a way of saying, I love you all over the world. These words and pictures that were written and drawn for children and parents and grandparents, the words that continue to resonate, even in a world where such sentiment can sound as meaningless as that other childhood catchphrase, to infinity and beyond. The passion of Holy Week still moves me deeply. I guess it speaks to the longing in all of us to be respected, valued and loved, to never be forgotten, even when we are totally lost or have made a complete mess of everything. More importantly, I think, it speaks to the child in all of us, in a world that at times is crueler and more hate-filled than our worst nightmare. When we would prefer to hear the whispered words of Nut Brown Hare or the invisible challenge of Buzz Lightyear, if only for the sake of our children. But despite the backdrop of man's inhumanity to man, there is profound goodness and compassion in the world, even in those places and situations where all hope should have vanished with the last barrel bomb, gas attack, or terrorist atrocity. Holy Week is for me a cosmic response, a divine answer to the age-old question, so simply put, by Nut Brown Hare. Because when brutal men enact the will of violent power, and the bodies of men, women, and children get broken, that question echoes through the torture chambers of an uncaring world. As a Christian, I am still deeply moved when I read about the death of one man in history. When Jesus of Nazareth was taken on Friday, God answered the question of how much God loves the world, as Jesus stretched out his arms as far as he could. On Friday, violent power had its way. But against all the odds, Sunday is coming, and God will have the final word.